KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8 o'clock. It is Friday, May 24th, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, fair skies, 48 degrees.
Watch for a rollover in Sandy on 13th East. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. Prosecutors are taking a very close look at the case of two murdered boys in West Point.
Their teenage brother stands accused of the crimes. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live with more. Andrew?
Amanda, unclear right now when exactly charges will be filed or how the Davis County attorney will proceed. The DA is saying he isn't prepared to file the charges yet. He's looking further into this 15-year-old and the deaths of his 4-year-old and 10-year-old brothers. Meanwhile, more who know the family are expressing their sympathies.
I just can't even imagine what she's feeling right now. I just wanted to give her a hug.
Marie Shepherd has known the 15-year-old his entire life. Investigators say the teen was found in Layton with traces of blood on him and injuries that suggested he was involved in the attack. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. Everybody is still talking about the decision from the Boy Scouts of America allowing boys who have identified themselves as gay to join the ranks. Brian Martin has reaction live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, Scout President Wayne Perry says this serves the best interest of the kids.
Our vision is to serve every kid. We want every kid to have a place where they belong, to learn and grow and feel protected.
But many predict hundreds of thousands of scouts will now leave the organization. John Stenberger founded the group On My Honor.
What kind of a message are we as adults giving to young people about teaching them to be brave?
He plans to start a rival organization. He's already scheduled a meeting with supporters for next month. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. The woman who refused to testify about IRS abuses has been suspended.
Lois Lerner's problems are mounting. Congressman Darrell Issa says his House committee is considering calling her back again, though she refused to testify the first time. And she's been placed on leave after two senior senators, Democrat Carl Levin and Republican Senator John McCain, wrote to the new acting chief of the IRS calling for him to suspend her.
That's ABC's Vic Ratner reporting from the Capitol.
Other national stories we're following. Imagine driving on a bridge, and then it suddenly gives way under you. It happened on I-5 near Seattle. Dan Sly hit the brakes when he saw the bridge start to give way.
My foot had pushed to the floor as far as possible, but forward momentum carried me through. And there you just hold on for dear life at that point. It's no screaming, no yelling. You go with it.
A rescue diver had to free him and his wife. Officials say a semi with an oversized load hit bridge supports.
We are just now learning about a deadly accident on I-15 outside of St. George. It looks like a motorhome went off the side of the highway early this morning. It went through a fence and hit a condo or townhome on the other side. We understand two people were killed inside the motorhome. It was carrying two adults and two children.
Orange barrels will soon be appearing along I-80 at the mouth of Parley's Canyon. UDOT will replace the pipe that carries Parley's Creek under the freeway. KSL News Radio's Dan Jessup has more for us in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Dan?
And Grant, excuse me, the culvert that runs under the freeway is over 50 years old and sections of it are starting to fall apart. So UDOT's Tim Rose says they're replacing the old pipe with a much stronger concrete pipe that should last, well, 100 years.
It'll be off the side of the road, so it'll be easier to service, clean, and all those sorts of things.
The $9.5 million project should take 5 months to complete. UDOT says they'll work to keep three lanes of traffic open during peak times. Live, Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
A magnitude 5.7 earthquake struck Northern California overnight. Kelly Houston is with California Emergency Management.
It was a relatively short earthquake, but it rattled a lot of nerves up in this area. And at this point, we don't have any reports of damage or injuries.
The California Highway Patrol has been out looking at some of the roadways and is reporting some small rock slides.
And a powerful 8.2 magnitude earthquake rattled parts of Russia overnight. It was felt as far away as 4,400 miles from the epicenter. Tremors were felt in Moscow, which is very rare.
In other stories we're following on KSL, a family in Atlanta is glad they are all safe after an airplane part fell from the sky and landed on their home. The China 747 is being repaired and inspected, but will remain in Atlanta for several more days. The chances of a part falling from a plane are 1 in 10 million.
What a Memorial Day gift for a World War II vet in New York. Irving Mann lost his dog tags in a farm field in France where he had dug foxholes nearly 70 years ago. And now they've been returned to him.
At first, my thought was, it's a scam. I mean, how could, after 69 years, suddenly this dog tag show up? It had been the ground that long.
Man says the dog tags were found by the granddaughter of a woman who once gave him eggs.
And still to come on Utah's Morning News.
Small business owners can do more to protect themselves from cyber attacks. I'm Paul Nelson.
We'll check any problems in the commute. We have an accident down in the Sandy area on 13th East. That's coming up on the 9s.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Imagine yourself at the Utah Shakespeare Festival this summer. Musicals, Shakespeare, and more are performed with additional activities to complete the experience. Don't miss the Free Green Show every Monday through Saturday evening at 7 p.m. for singing and dancing the whole family can enjoy. For Utah Shakespeare Festival tickets or information, call 800-PLAY-TIX or go to utahbard.org.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
And comes to be heard.
I appreciate being able to talk a little bit about this.
KSL News Radio.
KSL has learned Matthew David Stewart was found dead in his jail cell. The family Facebook page confirms the information this morning.
Stewart was waiting trial for killing Agent Jared Frankham and wounding 5 other officers during a shootout in Ogden. They were serving a search warrant at the time. Stewart faced the death penalty.
Once again, Matthew David Stewart dead in his jail cell.
Recent reports show that small businesses are being targeted by cyber criminals more frequently. Cybersecurity consultants say small business owners aren't doing enough to keep it from happening to them. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
CNN reports that the number of small businesses targeted in 2012 rose from the 2011 number. Norm Chambers with Equinox IT Services says small business owners don't have to focus on hackers as much as they do on basic cyber protection.
Sometimes they fail on their backups and they fail on their virus and malware and spam protection.
Company CTO Steve Telford says a lot of these small business owners don't feel like they're a big enough target to attract problems. Also, people make the mistake of opening attachments from emails from people they don't know.
Not something malicious, because you've already, you know, invited it in. You requested the information from out on the web.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
With the long holiday weekend, many will be taking to the great outdoors. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has some tips.
You have so many reasons to protect your forest. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
Smokey the Bear may have started your camping education, but here are a few finishing touches for this Memorial Day weekend.
Make sure that your campfire is in a campfire ring. It's completely out when you leave. Make sure your campground is clean.
Uinta Cache National Forest spokesperson Kathy Jo Pollock says along with being aware of fire dangers, leaving food out could bring Smokey's uninvited cousin to your campsite. And he's not as friendly. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 8:09. Traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Back to the Traffic Center and Andy Farnsworth.
Well, watching the I-15 drive, it's been a good one this morning. Nothing's changed. Traffic still at the speed limit all the way through Utah County, whether you're heading north or south. And heading north through the Salt Lake Valley, what busy-ish traffic we had near 106 South. has thinned back out again. So taking the freeway through the south end of the commute, no problems at all, Ricky.
Good speeds, Andy. Southbound I-15 on the drive in from the north from Ogden through Davis County, as well as the freeways to the east, I-215 and I-80. And they finally cleared that accident there at the Spaghetti Bowl at the I-80 interchange from westbound I-80 to go northbound on I-15. We do have that rollover crash with injuries reported in Sandy, 110th South and 13th East. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance. Finance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center, and it looks like it's going to be another nice day today where it's not going to be too hot thanks to a front that's still keeping us on the cool side. Low 70s the high with the sun. We'll be warmer tomorrow and for much of the weekend. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, it's 48 downtown.
And repeating our breaking news, information that we have just received in the KSL News Center in the last few minutes. Matthew David Stewart was found dead in his jail cell. The family's Facebook page confirms the information this morning. Stewart was waiting trial for killing agent Jared Frankham.
And also wounding five other officers, as you remember, during a shootout in Ogden. They were serving that search warrant at the time. Stewart did face the death penalty. We do know that he hanged himself, and also that Weber County Sheriff's officials are expected to talk later this morning. Our own Andrew Adams is covering the story, and we'll have more for you as that information becomes available.
KSL News Time, 8:11.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian Festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art. May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Gang, Fast and Furious, they'll talk about that, an epic, the movie that was put together by the people that did Ice Age. So that's from 10 to noon, the movie show on KSL News Radio. Want to talk a little bit about our AT&T phones, and we love our HTC One.
And we're not the only ones. I saw a news story this morning about the number of sales of HTC One. It's just, it's huge because everybody loves this phone.
Well, I'll tell you how we use it constantly, and we just got information from our Andrew Adams on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we use it for news purposes. We use it to take pictures, wonderful pictures, and all of the technology that is in that phone. And it's on sale, too, as is the Samsung Galaxy S4 16 gig or the BlackBerry Z10 now for $99.99.
When you trade in your current smartphone and you sign a qualifying two-year agreement, and as if you need it, great news from AT&T. AT&T has been ranked number one in our area by Root Metrics, an independent third-party research company.
They tested overall call, text, and data performance across the area, and AT&T came out on top numero uno.
So visit an AT&T store today and click on att.com/Ogden or call 1-866-MOBILITY.
AT&T Rethink Possible. Limited time offer. Select locations. In store only. Subject to change. Purchase smartphone for only $199.99 with a two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plans and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in 3 years or newer.
Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit store for offer details. Ranking based on Root Metrics Ogden Root Score Report, May 2013. Your experience may vary. For more information, visit rootmetrics.com.
In the vast ocean, there was room for only one victor.
Polar Frog Sidemen! Brace yourself!
Many would never come back.
For the queen!
But those who did would be legend. This epic battle for destiny will have to wait until after it rains?
But, Dad, we're winning!
I don't want to get wet!
Dad, We're at sea.
Well, maybe we can storm the kitchen.
Children who spend time with their parents are less likely to drop out of school, abuse drugs or alcohol, and are more likely to finish college. So imagine what a little time can do for your family.
To the deli!
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Has not previously been and is not now a disqualifying factor for boys who want to join Latter-day Saint Scout Troops. Just part of a statement from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We'll talk about the new Scout policy coming up on today's Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. An added hit of news and traffic from KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
More longtime friends of a West Point family are expressing shock that a teen is accused of murdering his two little brothers. Prosecutors are looking at the case. I'm KSL News Radio's Ann Tirado.
Other local stories we're following for you. Two people were killed early this morning when their motorhome crashed on I-15 near St. George. Troopers say the motorhome went off the side of the highway, through a fence, and into a home. It was carrying two adults and two children. We don't know yet what the passengers' conditions are yet.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
We got an accident on 123rd South, Lone Peak Parkway, and we also have one they've been working on, 13th East, 110th South. That one's a rollover, but freeway in great shape, whether you're heading north or south. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny and pleasant weather once again, not too hot. Our temperatures in the low 70s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now it is 48 degrees downtown.
Five members of the Clearfield High Air Force Junior ROTC marksmanship team are headed to Alabama this summer for the National Air Rifle Championships. Major Kit Workman is the team's coach and says he's proud of what the kids have accomplished.
As a program, as far as shooting goes, we've not been around for a lot of years. And the chance to be able to compete nationally this summer was a real privilege.
Workman says the competition will be tough. Most of the other teams are from states that have shooting as a recognized high school sport.
I'm Jay McFarland with the Browsers on KSL News Radio. Researchers have discovered that a simple task such as identifying which direction certain bars drifted on a screen could actually determine an individual's IQ. The study shows that individuals whose brains are better at automatically suppressing background motion perform better on standard measures of intelligence. This is the first test of its kind, and it works in a matter of seconds. Jay McFarland, KSL News Radio.
We'll have more information at the bottom of the hour. KSL has learned Matthew David Stewart was found hanged in his jail cell, dead, and we'll have more information with Andrew Adams coming up on KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story. Pakistani officials and analysts say President Barack Obama's speech on the use of drones addressed some concerns and could help improve relations, but Islamabad still wants the attacks to stop completely.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
Fighter jets just forced a flight from Pakistan with 300 on board to land in London. It's now sitting on a remote runway. Two men have now just been arrested, removed from the plane. They're accused of putting the plane in danger. An oversized truck hit a bridge span on Interstate 5 last night, causing it to collapse about 60 miles north of Seattle. Three people went plunging into the river below. This woman just missed it.
It scares me to think it could have been me. We missed it by a couple minutes.
No one was killed. The jury that convicted Jodi Arias of murdering her boyfriend just couldn't agree on whether to impose the death penalty, so it'll now be up to a new jury. The jury foreman tells ABC's Good Morning America there was no lone holdout here.
Divest yourself from the personal, from the emotional part of it. I mean, this is a young one's life, a young woman's life that's put in your hands.
The penalty phase now starts all over again. United Airlines has them back in the air now. Japan's All Nippon Airways will resume using the Boeing 787 Dreamliner coming up on Sunday. The jets were grounded for smoldering batteries. 31 million people are going to hit the roads for Memorial Day. Travel site Orbitz has some of the top destinations.
According to Orbitz.com bookings, the top destinations over Memorial Day weekend this year are Las Vegas coming in at number one, followed by New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Cancun.
I'll take Hawaii. And if you're looking for something to see in theaters this weekend, here's an option.
I'm going to need everything. All the info you got.
Somehow they've made a sixth now Fast and Furious movie. The whole gang is back with an endless supply of cars, and I'm sure they're going to.
You know, there are just a lot of fast cars.
They're going to make a ton of money.
And they are still furious.
They always do. They blow them up.
Do you want to see it? Are you guys into this?
I saw the first. I saw the first, maybe the second, but I don't think I've seen it.
You know what? I'm going to wait for the book.
That's good. Well, we do have breaking news this morning, and this is a story we followed. Remember when the man was, they were serving a warrant, and he shot all of those officers in Ogden. Five officers shot, one killed. The man who was accused in this case, Matthew David Stewart, found hanged in his jail cell. I was just checking on his Facebook page, Grant, his family's Facebook page, that reads, "Our family regrets to announce that our son, Matthew David Stewart, is in the hands of his creator after a long and courageous battle with a corrupt and arrogant judicial system." Mm. That's what it says on his Facebook page. Yeah. But we'll have more on the story, of course. Andrew Adams is covering it coming up.
On KSL News Radio, you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 minutes past the hour.
8:19, traffic and weather, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Andy.
Well, Amanda, it's been a nice drive this morning. Calm before the afternoon storm, I'm sure. But everything in good shape at the moment on I-15. Haven't seen any delays for a while. There's an accident on Lone Peak Parkway, which is essentially 123rd South, right next to I-15. And then we've got one they've been working on, 13th East, 110th South. Ricky?
Andy, for those making their way in southbound on I-15 from Ogden through Davis County, you're good to go. Legacy Parkway, Highway 89, both have been in good shape this morning, as well as the freeways to the east, I-215, I-80, and your downtown city streets. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files and securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at mosey.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, we've got a great weather forecast for this Memorial Day weekend. Here's Grant Wayman.
Guys, it looks like we're going to be blessed with some beautiful weather here for the three-day weekend, at least for most folks. 72 and sunshine today, near 80 and sun tomorrow, low 80s and mostly sunny Sunday, and on the holiday, more clouds and temperatures in the upper 70s. Following that, it looks like it cools and we could see some showers on Tuesday. Highs only around 70. Wednesday, Thursday, only in the 60s, and could be some more rain showers. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, downtown, 48 degrees. Time for the KSL News Quiz. What do they win, Amanda?
A garden gift pack, a $50 value from Miller's Company.
All right, it's time to play Who's the Actor? What's the Movie? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I teach English composition in this little town called Abilene, Pennsylvania. In the last 11 years, I've been at Thomas Alva Edison High School.
Oh, this
All
movie.
Right. You name the actor and the movie, and the number is 575-1160, KSL 1160.
You know, my son and I were watching this movie just the other day. It came on some channel, and we stumbled on it. We had to turn it off when the little boys came in.
Sure.
My older son and I were watching this movie. It is the most compelling movie.
Very, very compelling movie.
Remember the first time you saw this
movie? Oh, yeah.
I could barely sit through it.
Oh, yeah.
It was so... I'm giving too much away.
No, you're not giving anything away. We have Doug Wright's going to be talking about the decision by the Boy Scouts of America. The decision was rendered yesterday to allow scouts who have identified themselves as gay to either join the Boy Scouts or remain in the Boy Scouts. And we've had all kinds of reaction this morning on our text line, both in favor of the decision and very, very strongly opposed to the decision. Mm-hmm. So Doug will get into that a little bit later on his show on KSL News Radio.
Some of the text, Grant. One says, "We are done with scouts." One says, "I'm just sick. They've turned their backs on everything scouting ever taught me." But another says, "Whose standards? My boys will proudly stay in the Boy Scouts. What would Christ-like standards be?"
Yeah.
So feelings on both sides.
This portion of the news sponsored by Doug Smith Autoplex, an American fork, seven brands, one stop. That's the Doug Smith experience.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend? Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child? Fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
Each summer during the month of June in Manti, Utah, a cast of over 900 portray a saga known as the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
Inspired by the struggles and faith of a people that migrated to this wilderness to escape religious persecution, the pageant unfolds in the shadow of the majestic Manti LDS Temple.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
People come from all over the country and the world to watch the pageant.
The Mormon Miracle Pageant is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The pageant is so cool. It makes me feel good.
Discover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and explore the charm and beauty of the beautiful San Pete Valley.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Tickets are not required. Go to mormonmiracle.org for information and follow the pageant on Facebook.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest National Scenic Byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities, like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubiesinn.com. That's rubiesinn.com.
On as other people and posting under their name. In a blog post this week, Twitter says users will be able to enroll in a login verification program. It assigns a 6-digit code using a text message each time they sign in to Twitter.com.
A study by Lifeboat, an organization that explores the art and science of friendship, shows 50% of 50 to 69-year-old baby boomers met at least one of their closest friends at work. Part?
Isn't that interesting?
That number dropped to 42% for 35 to 49-year-old Gen Xers.
Those young whippersnappers.
There are business advantages to cultivating close friendships at work, but it is not quantity, but quality of friendships that count on the job.
There you go. Chevrolet says the Cruise diesel will be the most fuel-efficient version of the car, but also the quickest, according to Gary Altman, chief engineer of the car. Goes from a standstill to 60 miles an hour in 8.6 seconds.
Checking your money at this moment, the markets are down. Dow Jones down 92. We're at 15,201. The NASDAQ down 25, and the S&P is down 12.4.
We have breaking news to give you an update on. Andrew Adams will tell us more. KSL has learned that Matthew David Stewart was found dead in his jail cell this morning. Details just ahead on Utah's Morning News.
You can cut.
Do we need to cut that amount of money? Yes. And more.
Just make sure it makes sense.
I mean, you don't lop off the productive stuff. You lop off the unproductive stuff. You don't penalize those that are being efficient. You penalize those who are totally inefficient.
Government gets bigger. Sometimes it gets smaller. Doug Wright walks Utah through all the changes. Listen weekdays 9 to noon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quicksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at TraverseMountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com.
Sponsored by Rocket Web Design. KSL News Time, 8:29. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here again, Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
It is a great commute, Grant. Nothing to worry about as you head out the door or get to the freeways. Nothing to slow you down between Provo and Salt Lake City on I-15. Two city street accidents, 123rd South, 150 West, and 110th South and 1300 East. Should be in the cleanup stages, Ricky.
Davis County is still in great shape. A delay-free drive as you're traveling from Weber County's Ogden area all the way through Davis into the downtown Salt Lake City area. Show your support and honor those who gave all for our country. Memorial Day, 7 to 8 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park, 1985 West, 7800 South. Visit wjordan.com for information. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL with the center. The same front that cooled us off yesterday is keeping us cool again today. Highs low 70s and the sunshine. Really nice weather. It gets warmer for the weekend. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It is 54 degrees.
Delay free on the freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour is a developing story on KSL News Radio. He was waiting trial for murdering a police officer in Ogden. Now, Matthew David Stewart has been found dead in his jail cell.
Stewart's family confirms the death on their Facebook page. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live with the latest. Andrew?
Amanda, we've learned Stewart was found dead in his cell overnight. A source tells KSL he hanged himself. Weber County Sheriff's Office officials are not commenting on the death yet. They are expected to address the matter after a meeting. The death is being confirmed on the Stewart family Facebook page as well. As you mentioned, in a lengthy statement, the family alleges that Stewart was ultimately the victim of a, quote, corrupt and arrogant judicial system, quote, Matthew is not in any more physical and emotional pain and free from this world of hurt and unfairness. Again, Weber County Sheriff's officials expected to address this later in the morning. Live on the scene, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. Uncle Sam admits those 3D printed guns could be here to stay. A new bulletin from the federal government shows those plastic guns may be impossible to stop. Brian Martin has more live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, this memo from the Department of Homeland Security went out to a bunch of state and federal law enforcement agencies. It deals with guns that are printed by computers made entirely of plastic. The feds say there's a bunch of problems here, mostly that they don't use any metal other than the bullets. That means magnetometers wouldn't see them. Also, the blueprints have now hit the internet, no stopping that. And you don't need any background check. Just print it out and it's ready to fire. This federal bulletin says limiting these weapons may be impossible. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch says if your group was targeted by the IRS for tax-exempt status, he wants to hear from you. KSL News Radio's Dan Jessup has more live in the KSL 24-hour News Center. Dan?
Amanda, Senator Hatch says the IRS undermined the public's trust when it was revealed they had targeted conservative groups, and now he's asking Utah groups who felt targeted to speak up and fill out a form on his website.
This information will be strictly confidential and will not be released publicly. I hope you will help and know that we are working to get to the bottom of this, so this never, ever happens again.
Senator Hatch and Montana Senator Max Baucus are working on the investigation together. Reporting live, Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
It is a longer Memorial Day weekend for nearly 115,000 federal workers. The IRS Department of Housing and Urban Development, the EPA, the White House Budget Office, they'll all be closed today because of spending cuts. It's only the first of 5 days IRS workers are scheduled to be out of the office this summer.
The federal budget cuts mean fewer rangers as the Timpanogos Cave opens this weekend. The cave superintendent tells the Daily Herald they eliminated non-essential training and travel, but still have to leave two ranger positions unfilled as their operating budget is 5% less than it was a year ago.
Other national stories we're following. Some liberal groups say the new Boy Scout policy doesn't go far enough. They say the ban on gay adults should also be struck down. But conservative groups like the Southern Baptist Convention say the new policy is incompatible with scout law, and the Assemblies of God warns a mass exodus from scouting may follow.
With local reaction, here is KSL 5's Andrew Wittenberg.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints said, quote, as in the past, the church will work with BSA to harmonize what scouting has to offer with the varying needs of our young men. The Great Salt Lake Council said, while people have different opinions about this policy, we can all agree that kids are better off when they're in scouting. We believe good people can disagree and still work together to accomplish great things for youth.
The policy change does not officially take effect until January 1st of next year.
A 15-year-old Davis County boy suspected of stabbing two of his younger brothers to death is being described as remarkably smart, even brilliant. Neighbor Marie Shepherd says she's good friends with the boy's mother.
They seem to get along. She does things with them. They have a lot of fun together. I've never seen anything amiss.
The teen is in juvenile detention. So far, formal charges have not been filed.
The father-in-law of missing Utah mom Susan Powell would have been released from prison yesterday in Washington, except for one key detail. Stephen Powell's plan was to go home, and corrections officials say he cannot do that because of community concerns. Powell secretly recorded young neighbor girls.
A jury said she was guilty of a brutal murder, but they can't decide if Jodi Arias should go to prison for the rest of her life or be executed.
With this announcement that the jury was officially deadlocked.
You know, no unanimous agreement. Signed foreperson. Is this your true verdict? So say you want to know?
The jurors who worked for 5 long months on the case are now free, but it means a new jury will have to be impaneled to decide on a sentence that could be a long process. They'll have to be chosen and listen to some arguments again to decide between life in prison and death for Arias. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Utah's morning news continues. Las Vegas is the top vacation spot this weekend, and we'll have the rest of the list.
Right now, freeways are in pretty good shape. No accidents or delays. We'll remind you, triple team traffic coverage this afternoon, when it'll be much more crowded.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
In times of joy and moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Food chain rather than trickle down, this is trickle up.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Coming up in just a few minutes on the KSL Extra at 8:45, what could Susan Powell have done differently? And what can other women do in a controlling relationship? We'll speak live with a domestic violence expert from the YWCA.
The news is sponsored by Mountain America Credit Union. Buying a home? Mountain America has FHA, conventional mortgages, construction, and jumbo loans. Visit macu.com. KSL News Time 8:37.
People are heading to big cities this Memorial Day. Orbit's senior editor, Janine Tornator, says last-minute planners can still find some very good deals.
I think a lot of people think as we tend to get close to summer that sales go away because it is one of the busiest travel seasons of the year. But I recommend if you're looking for hotels over the long weekend, don't book unless you look to see if there's a promo code because chances are you'll be able to get some additional savings off that rate.
According to Orbitz.com, the top destinations this Memorial Day weekend are Las Vegas, followed by New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Cancun. If you're hitting the road this afternoon, we'll have triple team traffic coverage starting at 3 o'clock.
Americans are eating a lot more calories in their fast food meals than they think they are. A new study finds teens were the biggest underestimators, but adults weren't much better, whether it was their own food or what they bought for their kids. The study also found diners at Subway underestimated calories in their orders by a larger amount than those at McDonald's, Burger King, KFC, and Wendy's.
Oh, boy. An Italian staple is now available at McDonald's in Italy. ABC's Megan Williams has more from Rome.
Customers inside this Rome McDonald's can now get a side order of pasta with their Big Mac. The global fast food chain will be selling the traditional Italian dish supplied by the country's biggest pasta producer, Barilla. It's not the first time the Italian McDonald's has offered local products. A few years ago, it introduced Italianized burgers with Parmesan and mozzarella cheese. But many in the country that launched the slow food movement are saying no grazie to pasta alla Mickey D's. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Pasta alla Mickey D's?
Yeah.
KSL News Time 8:39. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Andy.
My kids already eat mac and cheese a la KFC, so what would be the difference, right?
Yeah, it's like being a food connoisseur. You have to branch out.
Exactly. Hey, we've got a great drive going. No problems at all on I-15 if you're heading between Salt Lake City and Provo at the moment. Watching for accidents on the city streets. Haven't seen any new ones for a while. Looks like that rollover may still be being cleaned up, 13th East, 110th South, but nobody's said it's causing any delays. Ricky?
Andy, we are looking good southbound on I-15, and that's from Ogden through Davis County into the Salt Lake Valley. Legacy Parkway, Highway 89. If you're switching off at the North Interchange or Legacy to come into the valley on I-215 up at the North End, you're good to go. And also a nice ride over to the east on the freeways and main secondaries, I-80, I-215, State, 7th, and Foothill. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman at the KSL Weather Center. Mostly sunny, pleasant weather once again. A little bit of a north breeze and not too hot. High temperatures only in the low 70s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
It'll be 88 degrees down in St. George today. 54 downtown Salt Lake right now.
Doug Wright's going to talk about the change of the Boy Scouts of America decision. And, you know, this is an interesting text that we got at KSL.com, which is the 57500, our text line. This texter says, Boy Scouts have not really changed their position. There was never a box on the registration form asking heterosexual or homosexual. If anything, they've reaffirmed their values of morally straight by stating that all members should not have premarital sex of any kind.
Right.
So I thought that's an interesting, we haven't heard that perspective.
No.
You can share your thoughts with Doug coming up at 9 o'clock right here on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. This portion of the news is sponsored by Zero Res. There's still time to book a three-room cleaning for Memorial Day. The fourth room free. Call Zero Res at 288-ZERO.
At Hoops Vision, one of the most common questions we hear from new patients is, how do I know? How do I know what procedure is best for me? How do I know I'm a candidate? How do I know it can fit in my budget? The surgical team and skilled staff at Hoops Vision have the answers to your questions, and it all starts with your no-obligation consultation. Your patient counselor will lead you through a series of advanced screenings to determine which technology is best for your unique eyes. Hoops Vision is home to more vision correction technologies than any center in Utah, and our team of surgeons is committed to providing a customized treatment plan and VIP care to each and every patient. This means you. What's more, we offer a variety of payment plans, and we will work with you to craft a payment option that fits within your budget. You have questions. We have answers. Call Hoops Vision now at 1-877-30-LASIK for your VIP consultation. That's 1-877-30-LASIK, 1-877-305-2745. Learn more at hoopsvision.com.
Hey there, it's me, John. I'm just a regular dad, but I'm a big deal at my house, mostly because I'm there. That's half of being a great dad, showing up. The other part is tricky. Let's use a simple test to see if you can figure out that other part, shall we? What is this sound?
Thanks, Dad.
I know it's only two words. Could be the sound of gratitude. That's the obvious guess, but listen carefully.
Thanks, Dad.
Those two words are really saying respect. Now that's a hard thing to teach. Respect yourself, your parents, your teachers, your fellow human beings. Wow! Can a kid learn all that just by spending more time with his father? Well, it's a start.
This message brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This message is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in partnership with FM 100.3, a Bonneville station, together making a difference in Salt Lake City.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy nine productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
KSL News Radio. We'll take a look at the Fast and Furious movie, the latest rendition. We'll also get into epic little animated film from the makers of Ice Age. That and more, 10 to noon here at KSL.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Bonus coverage of the top stories on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, Weber County authorities say they will release more information later today about the death of Matthew David Stewart. His family says he was found dead in his jail cell. Stewart was facing trial for shooting six police officers and killing one early last year.
Other local stories we're following, the Davis County attorney says he's not prepared to file charges yet against a 15-year-old boy accused of killing his two younger brothers. Attorney Troy Rawlings says he's trying to find out more about the teen first.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Still in great shape on the drive. No problems at all to report from Ogden to Provo on the freeway. And the city street accidents, we had a few over the course of the morning, but none right now that are a problem. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Not too hot just yet. Lots of sunshine and temperatures in the low 70s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now it's sunny and 54 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour. Americans' plans for summer travel appear to mirror the current state of the economy, growing slowly. Airlines, hotels, and campgrounds report some signs of a rebound, but AAA predicts car travel this Memorial Day weekend to be about the same as last year.
KSL Politics, in-depth news and analysis from the political world.
At one point, Mayor Mike Winter of West Valley was considered a real up-and-comer in Utah politics, but he's really struggled as mayor of West Valley City, also as past candidate for Salt Lake County mayor, and now he says he's not running for re-election. I'm joined by Dennis Romboy, political reporter for the Deseret News. And Dennis, did he say whether he was going to come back around to politics at some point?
He didn't say specifically that he was or was not going to run for office again in the future. He said he wants to stay involved in his community in West Valley City, but beyond that, he didn't really offer any details.
Well, he's had some real ambitions. He ran for Salt Lake County mayor, and I know people in politics have talked about him one day having a profile similar, let's say, as governor or something like that. Is all that all out the window now?
Possibly. He's still young. He's 37. I think he needs to take some time to reassess what he wants to do politically as well as earn a living. He hasn't been able to do that as a mayor.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
Advocates in Utah say many women may be watching the new details from the Susan Powell case and seeing some parallels in their own lives.
This week, we learned more about how Josh Powell controlled his wife and how she feared for her life. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Asha Parrick, the director of the Salt Lake Area Family Justice Center at the YWCA. Good morning, Asha.
Good morning.
I'm thinking about, you know, the fact that he controlled what she ate and the money situation and whether or not she could feed her baby formula. I know that sounds familiar to some women. When women hear that, what should they do?
So, I mean, for us, you know, it's difficult to comment on the specifics of this case, but I think generally speaking, what we have seen is when there are those kinds of controlling issues in relationships, that is a really troubling sign because it's kind of indicating that the power in the relationship is really primarily with one person, and the other person is not able to make, you know, small, everyday decisions, and I think that tells you something isn't quite right. So I think women who are finding themselves in that situation should reach out for help. It's always good to check in, even if you are not sure. What we see a lot of times is people who will call us and say, you know, I don't know if this is domestic violence, but here's what's going on in my life. And we are always really happy to talk to people in that situation and kind of help them figure out what's going on and what kinds of support and resources they might need.
So you bring on all these resources. What is your first advice to somebody in that situation?
I guess the advice really varies because we want to work with what that person is ready to do. So what we would do is do a safety plan, do a risk assessment and a safety plan with them to kind of identify what are the issues that are of concern, what's the trouble, and where we might want to start to intervene. So if once we do a risk assessment, we can get a score that will give us a level of danger in the relationship for this person, and then we can work to identify what are the things we need to work on to make sure this person is safe. So if we're talking to a victim who says, you know, my husband has a gun or my partner has a gun, then we would want to, that would be something that is concerning because we know that for those relationships where there is abuse and control, there's access to a firearm, the level of danger goes up tremendously for the victim.
So is the basic then, the message, Asha, is tell somebody, tell somebody, tell somebody, tell somebody?
Yes, absolutely. There is a great deal of silence and shame that victims often experience that are in the situation. And the reality is talking about it to someone you trust can really help you understand what's going on. It gives you an outside perspective. But you don't have to tell, I mean, it'd be great if you told a family member and friend, but you can call call the Domestic Violence Link line. You can call the YWCA hotline. You can walk into the Salt Lake Area Family Justice Center at the YWCA and talk with someone in person.
Asha, that is wonderful advice, and we wish we had more time. Thank you. Again, that's Asha Parrick, who is the director of the Salt Lake Area Family Justice Center at the YWCA.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time now is 8:49. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Back to Andy Farnsworth in the traffic center.
Grant, a great drive this morning continues. We did get a report of an accident, 124 South 6th East in Draper. Not a very heavily traveled road on a day like today. The freeway is looking great from Provo to Salt Lake City. I-15, I-215, 21st South, all of them. Ricky?
Andy, southbound traffic coming in from Ogden through Davis County into 6 North downtown. Good to go. Freeway speeds, the entire commute. Those downtown city streets are also in really good shape. Before joint pain sidelines you, choose a healthcare plan that partners with a Mountain Star Healthcare Network. Visit MountainStarHealth.com for a hospital or clinic near you. Mountain Star, not bigger, just better. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check that beautiful 7-day forecast now.
Good stuff today, guys. Sunshine and 70s. And as we look ahead to the Memorial Day weekend, yes, it looks great. Sunny and around 80 on Saturday and on Sunday. More clouds on the holiday, but still in the upper 70s. Tuesday, a lot of clouds. Could be some showers as we get back to work. Wednesday, Thursday, high 60s. Mostly cloudy and perhaps more showers. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, sunny and 54.
From practical to playful, Clairfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clairfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets to kayaks and paddleboards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clairfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've Got It Made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clairfield City.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hey, if you own a home or you want to own a home, you need to call American Financing today. They'll guide you through the lending process with their salary-based mortgage consultants, whose main objective is to offer you the best customer service and a loan that meets your individual needs. If you still haven't refinanced your FHA loan, you cannot afford to wait any longer. You must call American Financing today. The government is making significant changes to FHA loans. The big change will be the duration of time the mortgage insurance is required. After June 3rd, 2013, FHA loans may be required to carry mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. This could cost you tens of thousands of dollars. There are several types of loan programs that do not require mortgage insurance, and American Financing can help you finance any of these. If you've been hesitant about refinancing or purchasing, wait no longer. Call American Financing now before these changes go into effect. 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838. Or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
It's the end of the furnace season, and the AC season hasn't started yet. So what do I do to keep my A-plus rated, clean-cut, drug-tested, background check technicians who won't leave a mess busy at Whipple Service Champions? I know. I'll give away iPads and Grand America Hotel getaways. That makes sense. Buy either a high-efficiency furnace or a central air system at low end-of-season prices and take your pick of either an iPad 2 or a sweet Grand America two-night getaway. If you get both a new furnace and an AC, I'll give you both a new iPad and a Grand America getaway. Plus, I'll drop the price an additional $2,000. Yeah, that's what I'll do. For your local 67-year-old friendly family business, Whipple Service Champions, call 444-FAST. You'll get our red carpet rolling, shoe cover wearing technicians, and our great service and the best guarantees. Big prizes and $2,000 off new heating and air conditioning systems. Call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
Hey, triple your down on any full-size Tundra and get a little giant ladder.
We just learned earlier this hour the man awaiting trial for murdering a police officer in Ogden, Matthew David Stewart, has been found dead in his jail cell. We'll have the latest on that coming up with Andrew Adams. Also, we'll have Doug Wright giving us an update on the Boy Scouts of America decision yesterday and reaction that he has been getting, as well as just general reaction we've been getting in the newsroom. Just ahead on the Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio.
We watch money at 25 and 55 past each hour. Healthcare costs in general may be slowing, but family coverage is getting more expensive, now exceeding $22,000 a year, including employer subsidies for a typical family of four. An article titled "Family Medical Costs Still Rising" says there aren't any strong indications that the trend downward will spill over into family health care savings.
Medicare will cost Utah more money at first, but expanding could save the government millions later. Governor Herbert said he wanted to see the just-released report before making a decision.
President Obama plans to give the Jersey Shore a boost with a post-Memorial Day visit to showcase recovery efforts in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. The president and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will appear on the coastline together.
Your money at this moment, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 57, NASDAQ and S&P 500 also off.
And we'll check your commute coming up next.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-633-8000.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quicksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at TraverseMountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com.
Fresh, high-quality eggs, visit Oakdale.com.
Hey, it's on News Time. It's 8:59. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Andy.
Well, it sounds like a broken record this morning, but everything's still looking good. Whether you're heading north or south from Provo to Salt Lake, the I-15 corridor has been in great shape. A minor accident happened at about 6th East and Pioneer Road, 124th South in Draper. So watch for that, I guess, if you're in the area, Ricky.
Andy, the rest of the Valley freeways, including I-15 southbound from Ogden all the way to 6 North downtown, looking good. We're back with triple team traffic this afternoon. I'll see you then. RSL faces the Chicago Fire at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is at 7. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Have a nice weekend, Ricky.
Happy Memorial Day weekend, Grant and Amanda.
Weather forecast, nice today. It's going to be 73.54 right now downtown.
Are you going to be talking about Boy Scouts of America, Doug?
We are. But boy, just when you think you have the show laid out, all of a sudden you have this news out of the Weber County Sheriff's Office that we have Matthew Stewart, who apparently took his own life, hung himself. We're going to get reaction to that. We'll run you through what we know. And then, of course, the police are having a press conference today at 11.
Right, right.
All coming up.
All right, Doug Wright coming up. Also, the